Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Nikki Metcalf, and I play Tracy Turnblad.
In Hairspray, which is coming to Broadway at the National, down at National Theater, May 10th through the 15th here in Washington, D.C. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you play the lead character, of course. It's hard to believe that anyone maybe hasn't either seen the movie or the musical or anything. But just in case there's some people living under a rock, given the basic premise of, you know, what time period, what city it's set, all that stuff.
You got it. So this show takes place in 1962 Baltimore. And I play Tracy Turnblad. And she has a big heart, big dreams, and even bigger hair. And we start the show with her having this dream of wanting to be on the Corny Collins show. And throughout the show, we see her learn and meet a community of people that make her see how she can be a part of changing the world for the better.
Absolutely. And changing the world for the better in terms of what? Obviously, talk about a little, you know, the social commentary, the race relations, all that stuff that's happening at that time.
Absolutely. So in 1962 Baltimore, we're dealing with segregation. We're dealing with, you know, on the TV show, they could only have one day a month where they are allowed to dance on TV. And you see where, you know, Tracy isn't invited to be on TV because of her size. You know, we're dealing with the whole racial segregation as well. And she learns that fighting for what's right in terms of them and the Black community is what she wants to do and what she wants to stand up for.
Awesome. And remind us a little bit of the journey of the production itself, because it was based, you know, the originated as not a musical. It was just a 1988 film by John Waters, who obviously of Baltimore. But then it was, you know, remind everyone how it was adapted for the stage. And then again, the movie version too.
Sure. So it started with, of course, yes, the 80s movie starring Ricky Lake and Divine. And then we move to it being the stage version, as it was, I believe, 2002,
yep,
or the early 2000s. It was a stage musical. And then in 2007, they had a whole recreation of the musical as a movie. So we had the movie musical starring Nikki Blonsky and John Travolta. And then we move, it was a live production a few years back as well, Hairspray Live.
You mean on TV, like a TV production, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was live on TV, but it was the stage version. And now we're bringing that stage version to audiences across America.
Yeah, and we remember, I guess, the TV one was what? Jennifer Hudson and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's been so many different versions, and but I just thought, just talk about how cool is it that, I mean, I feel like it usually goes, a lot of times it goes the other way around, right? There'll be like a musical that then is turned into a movie, but this, it was weird that it was started as a movie that then I guess these people got together and wrote music for. Who was it? It was Mark Shaman and
Scott Whitman.
Right.
That's right. With choreography by Jerry Mitchell and direction by Jack O'Brien, you know, the greats of Broadway musical theater. And I think it translates, of course, so well. You see the movie from the 80s, and of course it's not a musical, but the theatrics of a John Waters movie, you see how well it can translate into a musical. And of course its message is timeless, about acceptance and respect for one another, and, you know, following your dreams, no matter if you feel different. You know, everyone in society should be feeling welcomed and capable of following their own dreams. So I think that message, along with the incredible music and choreography and direction that was added to the stage version, is what makes this show so timeless and so necessary to be out in the world still today.
Oh yeah. And without further ado, we got to go into the famous musical numbers. I can hear them looping in my head as we speak. I'll throw a couple out one at a time so I can get a soundbite for, you know, each one. We're not going to do all of them, like two or three, but tell me about the big kickoff number, Good Morning Baltimore, that your character gets to sing. How much of a joy is it to belt that at the top of every show?
Oh, it's incredible. For Good Morning Baltimore, I'll tell you a quick little story. I actually had this thing in sixth grade called a lip sync, where everyone in the sixth grade got to pick a song, group up together, and lip sync to a song. It was sort of like a talent show. But I decided that I did not want to lip sync. I wanted to sing live. So I actually ended up singing Good Morning Baltimore for
oh, wow.
that lip sync. And
in
it
what
was
city?
Incredible.
What city are you in? Or you're not in Baltimore?
No, I'm not in Baltimore right now. I grew up in upstate New York, so that's where that story happened. So I was singing Good Morning Baltimore. It was the first time that I ever sang the song for a live audience. And it was the first song that I brought to my voice teacher. And, you know, full circle moment, you know, now every single night I get to perform that song for audiences across America. And, you know, the curtain comes up and a lot of nights people will start cheering before I even open my eyes. You know, she starts the show in bed. So it's an incredible full circle moment. And I just feel so excited to start the show that way.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool personal tie that your connection to it. That's cool. You probably think of that every night when you're singing it.
Every night.
Again, there's so many we could do. I'll just pluck another one. Welcome to the 60s is always a fun one.
It's amazing. You know, there's so much going on. It is such a spectacle of a number. You know, it's Edna coming out of her shell and coming out of her home. You know, she's been in her home for years and we see her kind of blossom from this, you know, little caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly. And, you know, Tracy helps along in making that happen for her. So the reveal of Edna in her Mr. Pinky's look, and then Tracy in her matching Mr. Pinky's look. It is such a fun time. And I love getting to do that with Andrew Levitt, who others would know as Nina West. And it's just, it's incredible. It's so much fun. It's right in the middle of Act One, and you're bound to have a good time.
Love it. And then sort of bookending it on the other end, the big closing number, You Can't Stop the Beat. The motion of the ocean. I mean, it's so catchy, but what makes that one such a good closing number to sort of bring the house down and send everyone out happy?
Well, my favorite part of it is the fact that it's all of us in the cast on stage together, sharing this message of love and acceptance and joy. And, you know, we're doing the dances so much that, and even during bows, you'll see that the audience is actually picked up on the dances and is dancing along with us by the end of the show. And that's, you know, the goal, to leave everyone with joy in their hearts and love and welcomeness for each other. And, you know, it's a fantastic way to end a show. I can't think of a better one.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, we've gone pretty hard into the music stuff. I've got plenty to work with that. But tell me about visually what we see on stage and try to paint a picture. I mean, we're a radio station, so just try to describe it about, you know, either the sets or the, you know, the 60s period costumes or that kind of thing. Like, what do we see visually on stage?
Sure. So it's really cool. We have the original, you know, based on all of the original sets, the original costumes, we have this gorgeous video wall in the back that is projecting these gorgeous visuals for us. And we're also getting a taste of that original musical from the early 2000s. And, you know, being able to wear those iconic costumes that Tracy wears, or the original in 2002, Marissa Janet Winokur, you know, her original designs, you know, they did fit new costumes to me and everything, but those original pieces that are such an incredible part of history of this show and for what they mean for me growing up, you know, really, you know, seeing Tracy as a part of myself and to be able to wear her costumes and be a part of that history is so incredible.
Awesome. So, but we will, I mean, being a, you know, DC area, Baltimore, all around the same area, we call it the DMV down here. There will be some some Baltimore sites we'll recognize.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. We have the, based on the 60s row houses and in Good Morning Baltimore, you will see, you know, visuals of those row houses and those things. I've actually never been to Baltimore, but that is going to be so incredible to be going there and then seeing, you know, how similar it really looks to Baltimore.
Very cool. I guess before we run, talk about how exciting it is to come to National Theater. I mean, you're in the heart of the nation's capital, and I don't know, I don't even know if you know the history of National Theater, but so many shows started there before going to Broadway. Like West Side Story started there before it even went to Broadway. But, you know, just talk about how cool it is to bring this tour to such a historic spot.
Oh, yes. It is full of so much history. And I've actually never been to DC. So to be able to spend the week there, not only performing a show that's a message I relate to and want to share so much with the country, I also want to take the time to take in DC and see all of the history that, you know, that there is there. And again, to be sharing this story and this message right now to the country and the world about acceptance and love and respect for one another, especially in somewhere like Washington, D.C., is an honor. And I am so grateful and so excited to be doing it.
Awesome. Well, I guess final seconds, speak directly to our listeners, you know, pretend I'm not even here. Just you're talking straight to them, you know, hey, guys, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Hey guys, it is me, Nikki Metcalf, playing Tracy Turnblad at the National Theater performing Hairspray. We are so excited to be coming to you folks in DC, and we can't wait to dance with you soon.
Awesome. Well, we can't stop the beat. It's going to be at National Theater Hairspray, May 10th through 15th. So get your tickets now at broadwayatthenational.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Have a good day.